We're talking today with Dr. Tom Kuhn, of course, Oklahoma State University Dean and Vice President for our Division of Agriculture at OSU. Tom, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, I know today is at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, OSU Day. You haven't had a chance to experience that as of yet, as Dean, but this is one of the highlights, I know, of the year for a lot of folks when it comes to the OSU program.
I've been looking forward to this for 9 months because I heard all about OYE actually last spring when I was interviewing for the job. I started to hear about it, and I thought, this is kind of different from anything I've experienced before. I've been around state fairs, served on the state fair board at Michigan, and so on. This is completely different. In fact, I remember going to the state fairs here last year and thinking, well, this is nice. This is nice. And people kept telling me, just wait. OYE will be something different. And sure enough. So I'm really excited about getting out there today and seeing all these young people and their parents and making sure they know about OSU.
And, of course, most certainly, a lot of these kids will be headed your direction eventually as a student at Oklahoma State University.
That's right. Last night I had the good fortune of showing a heifer. It belongs to a young man named Hunter from Bartlesville. We had a good visit. He's in fifth grade, and so we figured out he'll be in the class of 2026 at OSU if he keeps working the way he has been. A wonderful young man and a beautiful heifer that he had, and she's about to give him another calf to work with here starting in another month or so.
I know that a lot of great things are going on right now at the university, and it seems like that we continue to see some good growth as far as the numbers of students in the College of Agriculture.
Yes, we do, Ron. The OSU is seeing growth in numbers, but we are in the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources as well. Real nice, steady growth, you know, nothing real abrupt or anything like that. It's a challenge for us, and you know, it's a good challenge because we've got to figure out how to serve more students with the resources we have. It's not like we're going to get more resources to work with. So we have wonderful faculty, very creative people when it comes to putting together coursework and creating the kinds of learning opportunities for students where they can get their hands wet, get you know, involved in studying the content of their courses. So I'm real excited about that. Good to see those numbers continue to go up.
The area of research is always fascinating when we start thinking about some of the things that are going on right now. You've got two or three different disciplines that have really have stood out in exceptional ways.
Yes, we do. Well, our wheat improvement team continues to shine. 44% of the wheat sown in this state is varieties that were developed at OSU by our wheat improvement team. So that's a great accolade that we get every year for the work that they're doing. We've got some really exciting things going on over in our animal science department as well. Some young faculty coming in and really looking at the whole spectrum of animal production, from animal well-being to the minimizing the environmental impacts of the way we raise animals, mm-hmm. to really making sure that we're getting the right nutrition at the right time, kind of like what our agronomists do, making sure that we get the right nutrients on the ground at the right time so that the plants get it and no one else. There's no wastage that way. So that drive to efficiency is something we see throughout. Our natural resource ecology management department also has some faculty doing some excellent work with some of the endangered and threatened species in the state, some really pioneering work that they're doing with lesser prairie chickens, a mm-hmm. Bird that's been listed as threatened by the federal government. And we've got ranchers who are working with our faculty to say, let's figure out how we can manage our grazing practices so these birds continue to succeed and at the same time we're able to have a profitable ranch operation. So some really good interaction that we're seeing like that as well.
Well, one other area, you mentioned something at the quarterly board meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen when you spoke there a few weeks ago about this idea of maybe wanting to see some innovative thinking when it comes to research dollars and trying to cast the vision and allow folks to go after maybe some dollars that would be available to come up with some of these original research ideas, put them into fruition.
You bet. Well, that the whole point is that funds are limited, and they're not going to become more plentiful. So we've got to figure out ways to be more effective and make sure that the funds that we have are directed to the most critical needs. Now, our scientists are bright people. They've got a lot of ideas. They know where the research is going. They know where science is going. But we also need to make sure they're connecting with people on the ground, mm-hmm. ranchers, growers, farmers, community leaders, and so on, to say, what are the most critical needs here? And so what we've suggested is creating a pool of funds. We call it an innovation fund, where that the needs are identified first by our stakeholders, by the commodity groups, by grower organizations, and so on. They say, these are the most important needs that we have today. Our faculty then have an opportunity to write proposals, to do research, and deliver extension programs that will address those needs. And then we go through the usual scientific review process, make sure that the science is good quality research that's going to produce good results, and then finally come back around and say, well, we can't fund all of this, so which ones should we fund that are good of good scientific merit? And the answer is, which ones are addressing those needs most critically? So we ask to have stakeholders at the table when we make that decision. Not only that, but if they're willing to put money in as well, then the funds that we have available in this fund get leveraged. And so, you know, in a way, other people willing to invest in these projects is a pretty good sign that it's relevant, it's important, and it's cutting-edge kind of research. So it's an idea that, you know, I think it has a lot of merit. They're trying something similar at the national level. Secretary Reese and I have talked about this, and I'm really excited about the prospect of getting something like this going here in Oklahoma.
Okay.